Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
And this college admissions scandal with Lori Loughlin and her husband, just so many more layers are being added onto it. It feels like every day. An additional charge has been filed. A federal grand jury in Boston handed down an indictment against Lori Loughlin and her husband, and 14 other parents are involved in this. And the new charge is conspiracy to commit money laundering.
Oh, my God.
They face up to 40 years in prison.
What?
Okay, well, we know they're not going to spend 40 years in
right.
prison.
No, but if they're found guilty, it's a minimum 2 years. And Becky in jail, minimum 2 years.
Now, Felicity Huffman is also a part of this, and she actually made a plea deal and could serve as little as 4 months. She admitted it. I'm sorry. I'm guilty.
Yeah.
I apologize. Not my intention. Do what you want. And when you have a plea deal like that, you avoid having to go to trial and having it being dragged out. But it seems like Lori Loughlin and her husband don't feel like they've done anything wrong, have rejected a plea deal, and because of that, it's going to be going in front of a grand jury and a judge who could possibly give them a longer punishment than what they could have gotten just by pleading out.
Now, that is the part that seems the craziest to me.
Which part of it?
Universally, everybody thinks like, man, this is... The fact that they did this, it's so gross what these people did.
Totally.
The way, especially Lori Loughlin's daughter and the rowing.
It's terrible.
Being on the, okay. To go sit in front of a bunch of just regular people.
Yeah.
Well, while two rich people who could have gotten their kids into college a million different ways, their kid... One especially didn't even need to go to college.
Didn't want to go.
And she already had like a successful makeup line. So like she was going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
To go sit in front of a bunch of just normies like us and then be like, you guys will figure it out.
Or it's not so much that. It's that she looks at the normies and she goes, you understand why I did this.
Right.
Because it's not a question of whether or not they did it. They did it.
Right.
They're trying to plead the case that it wasn't illegal what they did. And it's like, oh my God, how are you two so removed from reality?
I would assume a lawyer has convinced them of that, right?
I don't know.
Another story that dropped yesterday is that both of Lori Loughlin's daughters, Olivia Jade and Isabella, that... USC will not let them withdraw.
What does that mean?
That means they want to expel them.
Oh, okay.
And if they withdraw, then it's almost kind of like, well, there's nothing we can do about it now. So it's the college that makes the call of giving you the permission to withdraw. They are not letting them do it because they are, I'm assuming, trying to set an example.
Sure.
And expel them out of USC.
And what happens if you get expelled from college?
I don't know.
I didn't even
know that was a thing.
Yeah, you can get kicked out of college.
But well, I know that. But like, I withdrew from college because I didn't have enough money to finish.
Mm-hmm.
But you still could have all those credits. Maybe that's what it is.
Right.
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
So
yeah.
It's the credit thing.
Yeah. So maybe if you withdraw, you're essentially I think there's formally withdrawing and then just quitting. Like if you stop coming to school, then you essentially
flunk out of your classes and then that goes on your record.
Right. But if you withdraw, you're essentially saying, I don't want to be in the middle of this anymore. I don't want to do this. But USC essentially saying, no. You don't have that option because you are in the middle of this. And they
we're going to expel you.
Right. I mean, that seems like the least of everybody's worries.
Oh, totally.
Even though that school, I guess that school did not benefit directly from this because this was a bribe to the rowing coach.
Yes.
That's right. How this worked?
Yeah.
That was funneled through this fake charity that Correct. The Rick Singer guy did. God, I got to tell you. I never once thought for a second that Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin were friends, but for some reason, like, you see them side by side in all the articles and
okay.
stuff. Felicity Huffman is playing this pitch perfect, and Lori Loughlin is, we'll see when it's all done, but I got a feeling that her and her dumb husband could not have played this worse.
It does seem like they really think the rules do not apply to them.
I agree.
Big time. I mean, just in the way that they even showed up to court made it seem like, we talked about this on In Case You Missed It last week when they went to court, like that Felicity Huffman showed up and she was sheepish and she had her head down and she just went in there and did what she had to do and left. And Lori Loughlin showed up like she was at a red carpet event. She was signing autographs and taking pictures. And it's like, what are you doing?
God, stop it. It's very cringy.
It's super cringy. Like, it makes me wonder. I'm not a Full House fan, but it makes me wonder, for the people who are Full House fans, does it make you not like her anymore?
Oh, for sure.
Does it make you not want to watch Full House or Fuller House or any of her dumb Hallmark shows?
She's been fired.
I know, but they still exist. They're still out there.
I have not watched a Full House or a Fuller House unless it accidentally was on because my kids were watching it. It does make me think, like, because apparently the people from Full House have all, for all these years, been very, very, very close friends.
Yeah.
It does make me wonder, like, what are they saying to her?
They've asked them.
What are they saying to her?
Probably what they were saying public, that they're all staying, you know, strong together. Like, we support her.
One of the last pieces of info that came out last week was that Lori Loughlin's daughter was in on the whole thing.
She took the picture on the rower.
Right.
And
yeah.
Remember, she's the one that went to her guidance counselor in high school. And her guidance counselor was like, I had no idea that you rowed, let alone were on a rowing team and were so good that you could get picked up by USC. And she threw a fit in front of her.
Right. To the question that I had of, like, I'm not a Full House fan, but I wonder, will Full House fans still watch this? We got a text message that says, I mean, she's no Kevin Spacey, so I'll still watch it.
Well,
so,
that's
okay,
true.
That's fair. She never made anything as good as what Kevin Spacey has made. However, I do love these other text messages that we got.
I mean, I think that they are looking at it from the standpoint of the alleged crimes.
Somebody else texted in. My mom's a huge Hallmark fan, and she's disgusted. I love these text messages, though. These are the final two that we'll talk about here, because one says, I think Lori thinks that the jury will be like, aw, Aunt Becky.
That 100%.
And the other one is, this person says, they have audio of Lori Loughlin, so they don't know how she's going to try to prove her innocence here, but Lori Loughlin's basically trying to take the Shaggy defense and say that it wasn't me.
Oh, you know what? Rich folks, am I right?
They're not like us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.